Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Alseth with WFYI News. Indiana unions are rallying their members for the start of another battle like the one that led House Democrats to flee to Illinois earlier this year. The General Assembly's Interim Committee on Employment is considering right-to-work legislation today. The measure would curb a union's ability to require workers to join its ranks. The study committee is expected to recommend what lawmakers should do with the measure when they return to the State House in January. While we may be getting used to extreme heat, health officials are warning people not to become complacent. Keep drinking plenty of water, stay in air conditioning if you can, and check on friends and relatives. Autopsies confirm that 83-year-old Priscilla Gill and her 63-year-old stepdaughter Dorothy Gill died in their Near West Side home of heat-related complications. And the Indiana Department of Labor is investigating the circumstances of the death of an employee at the CE Systems foundry in Columbus. Authorities say 50-year-old Charles Hulse collapsed at his workstation of a heart attack complicated by extreme heat. The Bartholomew County Chief Deputy Coroner says Hulse was on medication for hypertension and high cholesterol. Ball State University's president is getting a 10% pay raise that's about four times the increase in the salary budget for other workers. The $39,204 pay hike for President Joanne Gora will make her base salary about $431,000 for this school year. The Ball State trustees approved Gora's increase during a meeting Friday, but didn't discuss it in public. WFYI weather, sunny days through Thursday with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 70, and Friday mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.